Jesus, baby Jesus, why you doing this to me? Oh, mama sweet, mama please, set me free. Oh, whiskey sweet, whiskey please, fill my glass every Friday at 2 p.m. on the Apocalypse. Oh, radio free Brooklyn will soldier on when all the scum and idolaters have been exterminated. Oh, radio free Brooklyn will soldier on when all the traitors and cowards have gone.
Such treason.
Oh, Jesus, angry Jesus, coming back to make you pay. At 2 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn every Friday. Oh, Jesus, angry Jesus, coming back to make you pay. At 2 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn on Friday.
He's coming back. Watch out.
All right. Good. Close enough.
Yeah.
Close. You think close enough?
Close enough.
Close enough. Hi, and welcome. Welcome to the Apocalypse.
Welcome, welcome, you swine.
On Radio Free Brooklyn. Well, this is a very special Apocalypse. I mean, let's be real here.
Every one of these is special and valuable.
Every Apocalypse is special and magical.
And a treasure.
And wonderful, wonderful, in just so many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful ways.
Each and every individual episode of the Apocalypse can replace your Bible. Just throw that shit away and print out a transcript of this.
It just deepens it. Yeah.
It asks and answers the real questions.
But as special as all episodes of the Apocalypse might be, this one gets designated as very special.
Yeah.
It's a very special Apocalypse. Because this is like the crisis action unit cell of the Apocalypse. You know?
Mm. Like, yeah, we're the cell that...
We're like the cell that puts you into like the FEMA camps.
Yeah.
You know? When the government of the Apocalypse breaks down, it's us.
We'll be the ones left to restore order and to put down rebels.
Yeah.
In the ensuing power struggle, there's going to be malcontents. And
it's true. People like will wholeheartedly refuse to submit to the Apocalypse, and those people will be crushed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and when we say crushed, you know, it's like, what are we talking? No, they'll be crushed. We have a fucking...
Like, literally, like...
We have an apparatus in New York City. Stay woke.
That's specifically...
You think your Patreon dollars are going towards what? Like, how expensive can this be? You know, we already have the laptop. You know, we already paid the internet bill. How expensive do you think this show can be? Your funds have been going, by and large, towards a crusher. Or a series of crushers.
A series of crushers, yeah. And like my favorite character from Star Trek, Beverly Crusher.
Yeah,
yeah.
What was her job on the What was her job on the ship again?
She would crush people. That disobeyed Picard.
People don't know. This is we don't really like to get into space law.
Well, space law is very complicated,
and we don't claim to be space lawyers. But the thing is, Picard's word in space was the word of God. And what are you going to do if a crew member is like, nah, fuck that, dog. I'm not going to do it.
And that's when space law starts to intersect with another kind of law.
Yeah. No, wait, this is a different topic. We're still talking about Barbara Crusher.
We are talking about Barbara Crusher.
She was the source of Picard's authority because, you know, behind his gentlemanly demeanor was always the threat of this woman just fucking crushing you.
Just physically... Just standing up and just her fists would just grow into these enormous, like in that, in the Foo Fighters video.
Where they crushed all those people.
Yeah. the crush video. The Foo Fighters.
Yeah, what's the name of our cell again? We're the,
Crisis Management.
Crisis Management League of the Righteous.
Right.
Cell.
Of the Apocalypse. Democracy, have you played The Division, the video game The Division?
No.
Well, it's like there's a big virus and everybody's exterminated in New York.
Yeah.
And like this like secret like division of like the government comes into action to kind of like to like find a cure basically. That's
right.
Their objective.
And we're the ones that come in we're the ones that come in after the division.
After them. Yeah, after they've lost, they're like, fuck. They're like, bring in the wolf. You know?
They're like, are you sure you want to bring in the Promise Day, League of the Righteous, Radio Free Brooklyn, Barbara Crusher style.
Yeah, I actually did want to talk about this because, you know, sometimes, like, it's frustrating with social media these days. Yeah. But sometimes, like, you can be, like, using the toilet and, like, a text that you'll send or not send can make the difference between someone going to hell or not going to hell. Mm. You know, has that ever occurred to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think angry Jesus gives a shit?
No, angry Jesus is so pissed.
I don't know. Yeah, who do you think's going to hell, Pat?
Oh, I wanted to discuss this. This was a topic that we needed to discuss.
Yeah. Which,
we here at the Apocalypse are pretty good at telling who's going to hell or not.
In fact, you fucking cowards, you can call in.
Well, no, you can't.
I mean, you swine. You can call in at some point. Or send us a message on the, we have a Facebook group.
Oh, yeah, on the Apocalypse on
it's
Facebook.
Apocalypse-cast. Send us your information. We'll tell you whether or not you're going to hell.
Yep.
We can figure it out. We're pretty accurate. And we can tell you which one of your pets are going to hell.
Oh, that's a little harsh.
Yeah. Yeah, New York. You thought your dog was going to heaven? Probably not.
Nope. Sorry. I mean, my dog's going to heaven because she's a fucking hero. But
yeah?
No, yeah, my dog's going to, like, martyr heaven. Like,
all right, New York City. Yeah. We're about to open some old wounds.
Yeah. No, not old wounds. Just because she's such a hero. She's like Jen from the new Star Wars.
No.
My dog.
Patrick's dog is this absolute bitch.
That's oh.
Named Ingrid.
So I've written some observations about the past week, like in the news in the world. We might as well recap the news, right?
I don't know why you don't want to confront the fact that your dog's going to hell. Probably.
No. Jed.
You got this dog at age what, 4?
Yeah.
How old was this dog?
It's 4.
And where was young Ingrid before?
Tennessee.
She was in Tennessee. Burning crosses and shit, probably.
No.
What is Ingrid doing?
No, that's not nice.
You don't know her life.
I can tell. She's like Aldo the Apache. Yeah. I mean, like, I can tell that she got into, like, a scrappy fight with, like, skinhead dogs, for sure. You know what I mean? And just, like, ripped their fucking balls off.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, fuck faces here.
We all like to think that our dogs are the ones getting beaten up by skinheads.
Hello?
But sometimes our dogs are the skinheads.
Okay, Jad, can you go let in our guest?
Okay.
We do. Okay, hang on. He'll be right back. He's not there yet.
I mean, we can all agree that New York City, that was Johnny B-roll.
That was Johnny B-roll, yeah.
With some fucking nonsense. We can all agree Johnny B-roll is going to hell.
That's true. Oh boy, that is an easy one.
I mean, all the deeds, all his terrible deeds, the things Johnny B-roll's done
guys,
in his life.
First, I was gonna play a little bit of listener mail. You know? Because we had 3 listeners submitted mail this week.
3 of you cowards.
3.
And they were all like, holy shit, what the fuck? So we're going to get into that subject soon. We're going to get into the subject of the fracture in time that we witnessed.
Yes.
That also was probably a warning.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the Apocalypse is all about warnings. You know, how? Jed, help me out here.
The show's been a giant warning. But you guys didn't want to listen. You know?
At all.
We measured the dick pan. We measured dick energy. Or hell energy.
Yeah. We were willing to confront it. All of you were like, oh, what is it? The white working class.
Yeah.
We were like, nope. Like, we were like, the forces of hell have been invoked.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've
been telling you for years that the white working class is a myth.
It's true.
You wanted to believe in fairy tales?
They're actually covered in coal, in dust.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so they're not, they're more like the grimy. Because they're all coal miners.
Yeah.
You know?
Below the earth.
Yeah.
Fucking around. Opening portals.
There's definitely some entrances.
Yeah. Entrances and exits into hell.
So, but before that, I want to talk a little bit about Star Wars. Carrie Fisher has passed.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks, because Carrie Fisher was really cool.
And so her mom, do we think? Do we think Carrie Fisher went to hell?
No, definitely not.
You sure?
Nope.
What if she went to, like, Jewish hell, where it's, like, not that bad? But she's, like, far from God.
I think that's, like, pretty close to, like, reality.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of, like, Jewish hell is kind of, like, just being human. You know, we're all just relegated to
being,
like...
We can rule out Catholic hell.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't go there.
No, but for Catholic hell, there seems to be, like, a lot of boners.
Yeah.
You know?
That's, like, the worst and sexiest hell.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fucking going on.
Like, well, like there's definitely a lot of sex shit going on with, like, the psychology of, like, Catholic hell, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Whereas, like, Jewish hell, it's kind of like...
It's more of a... It's a very heady hell.
It's a very, like... Like, think about what you've done.
Yeah.
But eventually we'll be over it.
There's a lot of reflection. We've been to all the hells, by the way.
Yeah. We've been to... Well, for starters, the worst... You'd think the worst would be obvious, right?
Catholic hell.
No, Muslim hell. Come on.
Actually, Muslim hell is between Jewish and Catholic hell.
Oh, really?
Catholic hell is the worst hell. Yeah.
But
I'm the hell energy expert. Hell. Pat is the dick pain expert.
The worst hell, by far.
Yeah.
Is Hindu hell.
Oh, Hindu hell is. It smells. I mean.
Because it's so complicated. You know, you're like, am I in hell? Like, which part of like existence am I tapped into right now?
There's so much paperwork involved.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And New York City, we go there. This is where your Patreon dollars go.
It voyages into hell.
Yeah, it's not free. It's not easy. You basically, every time you go to Patreon, you're either paying for a series of crushing machines or trips in and out of various hells.
There's so many hells.
Yeah. And we don't, I mean, me and Pat can't go to every hell. We contract. We have, you know, interns. If you want to intern at the ApocalyPse.
Oh yeah, we do need an intern.
Yeah, send us your resume.
We need our intern to. Well, no, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, we need someone with a, you know, just a soul that hasn't been to hell just that many times.
We need an intern to just spank Johnny B. Roll.
Yeah, we, you know? there's
and not in like a sexual way.
Well, you can kind of
like the way we spank Johnny B. Roll.
Yeah, it's not tender,
but not sexual.
He shouldn't enjoy it.
No.
There's two tracks for interns. There's hell expeditions, where it's, you know, you can only go to a certain number of hells at a time before your soul deteriorates. So we need fresh souls.
And then you'll start asking questions like, who are we? And like,
what's is this hell? You start like not really knowing, you know, where hell stops and the world begins. It's this whole thing. That's one intern track, college credit. The other one is discipline, where you basically you torment Johnny Biro and you shame him. You strip him nude. You know, you withhold affection.
Oh, definitely withhold affection. Yeah. But yeah. Speaking of lashing him, you gotta.
Yeah.
You gotta let him in.
I'm gonna go lash Johnny Biro a couple times.
Hey, good sir. Jad is coming to let you in.
To lash you.
So I guess I'm just gonna talk about Carrie Fisher for a second. Because, It really fucking sucks that Carrie Fisher died. She was very cool. I always really liked Princess Leia because Princess Leia was like sort of a crazy... she was like a crazy 70s chick. You know, she was like a leftist. She was kind of like a... like the Weather Underground kind of attitude. And there's one of my favorite scenes in Star Wars is when Princess Leia is like addressing the fighter pilots in Hoth, in The Empire Strikes Back. And she's just like absolutely... physically tiny compared to all the other people, but she carries this like authority with her. So, whatever. That's my favorite scene from Star Wars. Oh, it's Johnny B-roll. Did you guys lock the door?
There's other people upstairs.
Are they good? They're not angry at us. Oh, Soulmate is calling in right now. Guys, this is getting really interesting. I was just talking about Carrie Fisher, and now Soulmate is calling in. Hello.
The wall's going to hell.
We're all going to hell. That's the theme of the show. Hey, what's good? Soulmate Skyping in.
Are you guys taping right now?
Yeah, we're taping.
I'm just about to walk onto a beach in Antigua.
She's on a beach in Antigua.
Oh my god, fuck that shit.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I can't stand the humidity. I won't leave.
Hi,
what's she saying?
She's saying hello.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
Tyron, my friend Tyron. You remember her.
I'm not sure.
What's up, Tyron?
I've been drunk a lot.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sure you have.
In her wedding.
Yeah. She was in my wedding, dude.
So what? How much territory does the Islamic State control in Antigua?
Actually, there's a shit ton of Syrians here.
Is it like Dearborn?
Like, there's a lot of Syrians here. They all moved here to a lot of them came to get away from the war. There's like they own all the bodegas there.
That's kind of cool. You should write about that.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea, actually. It's a good story.
Whoop whoop.
It's a, yeah, that's not a bad.
2 weeks ago, Soulmate skyped in from Iraq.
Back down here.
The Oracle cast.
The Oracle cast.
The Oracle cast, that's right. That was fun. I was so tired. It was like 4 in the morning.
Well, we were just talking about the intersection of Sharia and Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay,
I missed that. Oh my god.
It's like space Sharia.
Yeah, yeah.
Space Sharia?
Yeah.
How, what does that mean?
Well, because when I was a little kid, a lot of people were troubled by the fact that Luke killed so many people in the Death Star. Like, there had to have been 2 million of those fuckers. And, like they say, like, their secretaries and, you know, their friends and all that. And a lot of people were disturbed by that. But when I was a kid, I was like, that's fucking awesome. Like, I was like, I love Luke Skywalker. You know? I was like, because he was willing to take his violence to, like, everyone that really deserved it.
Yeah.
You know, just was like, no, just absolutely bloodthirsty monster. Luke Skywalker.
He was.
Yeah, it's true. Like, wow. So right now I'm like on. There's a phone booth, a pretty red phone booth, and it's overlooking a beautiful beach, and it's like probably 72 degrees.
Ugh.
Gross.
And it's gorgeous.
Disgusting. Fuck that.
I needed filthy. A trip that didn't involve war, so this is my little gift to myself.
That's cool. I haven't been on a non-war related trip in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Beirut doesn't count.
What are you gonna?
No, it definitely doesn't.
Let's ask the real questions. What are you gonna bring us?
What am I gonna bring you? I mean, yeah. Booze is super cheap here. What else?
Are you gonna bring us gifts?
Bring you what?
I want a seashell that says Antigua.
It's open, Tyron. Okay. Now we're going into our little bungalow. I have such a tan. I can't tell you how happy I am. I haven't been this happy in a long time. Everybody needs to take trips. It saves you from this job.
No, I just need to sit here and stew.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the more I hate myself, the better I'm doing for humanity. You know?
But they didn't clean the room.
Hey, Soulmate. You know, we're in the middle of fucking broadcast here, so if you don't have anything to contribute, we're going to...
I'm sorry. I really don't.
That's so fucking horrible of you. You fucked us again. Yet again. Skype in when you're done, because we got to play some listener mail. Skype in like 5 minutes.
All right. Bye.
Fucking Solomon.
Okay. Fucking hate her so much.
We have Johnny Bureau. Johnny Bureau has joined us.
For the record, Solomon is one of our best friends.
Oh, yeah,
but definitely. Fuck her.
But fuck her also. And also, we have Johnny Bureau. Johnny Bureau just got here.
Not a good person.
I am here. That's
good. Okay, so guys, we have a little listener mail.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
On what subject?
The fuck?
That's strange. Oh, that must have been, that was different. That was audio that was recorded at a bar.
Pat, I thought we had listener mail.
We do have listener mail.
Yeah, Pat, I thought we had listener mail.
Johnny B-roll?
Fucking us up.
Hey,
Apocalypse.
Oh, is this a swine?
Yeah.
Here it goes.
Hey, Apocalypse. This is Robin from Brooklyn. I'm a longtime listener and huge fan of the podcast, and I have a question for Jad. I wanted to know, Jad, what is your opinion on opening a portal into hell? Thanks a lot. Keep up the great work, Apocalypse.
Well, first of all, Robin, I want to commend you on overcoming what must be staggering cowardice to show your face and call into the Apocalypse. You're an example. I mean, I feel like the rest of our cowardly, prostrate listeners can learn a lot from you. And to answer
Hi, hello, good evening.
Oh, Christ.
Sorry, continue.
To answer your question, never. Don't do it. I've been in the situation a bunch of times. Like, you're hanging out with a girl, like, date's going well. You know, she's trying to, like, spend more time with you. You're leaving the bar, but she doesn't want to go home. And then she pulls you in real close. She's like, hey, you want to come up to mine and open a portal into hell? And that's when it's really easy to say yes. But you always have to say no. Just say no. Never. Not once.
Don't do it.
I was with my family one time, you know, for Christmas, and we were trying to figure out something to do on New Year's Eve. And I kind of decided, hey, maybe we should do something different. Maybe I should, you know, show my family, you know, something about my life. And my decision was to open that portal into hell, and it didn't go over at all.
Like how everybody just gathers around the portal to hell, and it's like crackling, and there's like the screaming and howling.
I mean, that's what we do in Brooklyn, New York. I don't know about everywhere else. I thought it would be great, but they hated it.
This is where Johnny Burrell's life went wrong. When he opened a portal into hell on a family vacation.
I should have figured.
I mean, he lost so many relatives in this. I mean, he's down to like one aunt.
Oh, and the hell gap incident.
Oh, and my family, we're self-identified liberals too.
Yeah.
So
It won't save them from hell though.
No. Oh boy.
No. Just because
hell
your kids...
is so full of liberals. Oh my god.
I mean, when Johnny Burrell opened this portal into hell, he didn't know he was saying goodbye to half of his family. No. Who would fall into this, and they were just destroyed instantly.
Christmas was ruined.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we do have some dispatches.
From hell?
No, from the war on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear anything about war on Christmas this year.
Oh, it's happening.
It's terrible. We actually, we have...
Really?
Two of our intrepid reporters are right now out in the field.
Yeah, we have war correspondents.
Actually.
Covering the war on Christmas.
Are there, were there any, culture war kind of... cable news incidents about war on Christmas? I didn't hear anything.
No, it's become a shooting war at this point.
Oh, guys. Well, anyways, we're playing some footage. We're going to our field, our two correspondents in the field.
Right then. This is Dirk Bradley for the BBC World Service here on the front line of the war on Christmas. We have anti-Christmas forces have conducted an airstrike against pro-Christmas militias and raised a hospital and small UN-protected school in the process. Peace talks collapsed almost instantly, with both sides blaming the other.
Oh, we've heard some rumors that, that the world's number one most wanted terrorist, Santa Claus, might somehow be involved with the anti-Christmas forces that there are out there.
There was a report that Santa Claus no longer uses the word Christmas, prefers to use the term Happy Holidays. It's been unconfirmed, yet the fighting rages on.
Yeah. You've spoken to people in at the North Pole, where this fighting rages. How do they feel about this stunning act of betrayal from Santa Claus?
Yes, Patrick, it's true. This betrayal has hit home for many pro-Christian families. Like in most wars, the true victims are the civilians, the widows and the children of fighters left without a father, killed instantly as a result of Santa's betrayal. The word here is no surrender, no negotiations, death or crucifixion.
One of the complications of this war on Christmas is a shortage of available facts on Santa's true position on the term Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas. The elves at the North Pole are very upset. They see themselves as being forced to take a side.
I've been shot! I war on Christmas.
Here on the sidelines of the war on Christmas, it's readily apparent that the world's powers are inept and choosing to look away. The UN has condemned yet again attacks on civilians from both sides. But neither the United States, nor Britain, nor Russia seem poised to commit ground troops to quelling the violence here in this frigid, yet hot, North Pole.
We're getting reports that militia of elves are going around fucking killing reindeer. Is that true?
Not true.
No, it's lies. It's lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Oh, we're on Christmas. Oh, why? I was having such a nice Christmas.
We're getting reports.
I was enjoying myself.
Even the press are not spared in this gruesome conflict.
Oh, God. I went to Walmart and they were like, Happy Holidays.
As the death toll continues to rise, civilians are left asking, where are the deals of yesteryear? How will I provide for my family? When will we have a chance to buy gifts for our relatives? Will there be respite to bury the dead? At this point, there are more questions than answers, but the bloodshed continues.
When the fighting broke out, many civilians felt that the conflict would be swift and that the winner would be able to dictate how the word Christmas is used and when and where. They find themselves disappointed and engulfed in the ensuing conflict.
We're receiving reports that they're also engulfed in flames.
Yes, there's quite a lot of burning.
Oh, the burning Christmas! Oh, why? Christmas, oh...
We have unconfirmed reports that Santa Claus, having exhausted his conventional munitions, has taken to filling stockings with gasoline and gelatin mixtures and dropping them indiscriminately over residential neighborhoods.
Oh, Santa, you fucking asshole, why? Oh, we all believed in you. Why did we trust you?
Sectarian leaders felt that a system of surface-to-air missile batteries would be able to protect the civilian population. This has proved to be ineffective.
Coming in now, we have comment from the opposition leadership. His the Sheikh Santa of House Claus from the North Pole.
Yes. That's me. Do you have any questions, sir?
How do you feel about Christmas?
Christmas is the best holiday. It is, was, and always will be. Next question.
When, shit.
I don't have all day.
Is there any chance of opening up humanitarian corridors to get aid into besieged areas of the North Pole?
We may form an agreement. It depends on the taxable shipping rates for balls, for dolls, and for lumps of coal.
Now, opposition forces say that they have extended offers of peacetime and again, but your response to every overture is, there is no Christmas but Christmas and his messenger Jesus.
His messenger Santa.
He is Santa.
Yeah, oh, right.
All of these things are absolutely true. There would be no Christmas without Jesus. There would be no Christmas without Santa. There would be no Christmas without presents. If the civilian population would like to preserve its supply of Jesus and Santa and presents, they will need to agree to our terms. That is non-negotiable.
Why is there so much gunfire in this press conference?
We mock people so much, like conservatives and Trump voters, when they are like, there's a war on Christmas, or when they feel that they're marginalized. But think about how fucking difficult their lives are. It's like absolutely terrible. It's just like, listen to how bad the war on Christmas has gotten. How hard it is to be a white Christian in this fucking country.
That's the sound of a sniper picking off churchgoers just scrambling for the steeple. Look at him. He's stopped to reload. Maybe some will make it. That's the sound of a machine gunner.
Let's not be too hard on the Trump voters at all, really, because their lives are fucking. It's horrible. Like, there's a war on Christmas. Like, my God, can you even imagine? And no people have ever had to suffer terrible humiliation is that they go into Walmart, you know, they go into like Hobby Lobby and the people are like, Merry Christmas, and they're like, oh, thank God. And then they go into Walmart and the people are like, Happy Holidays. And like, my God, can you imagine that? Like,
I mean it's literally the worst.
People have suffered before.
It's literally the worst thing that has ever happened to a white person.
It's the worst thing that's ever happened to a white person.
Well, I mean, but I don't think you're saying the whole story. Is they walk into Walmart, someone says Happy Holidays, and then a machine gunner opens up from a concealed position.
Right, he's like,
and takes out two or three of their kids. You know,
like, there better not be any Christians in here.
Yeah, yep. Such intolerance for this. You know, people call them a cult. They say, like, there's, oh, he came back after 3 days, no fucking way.
Well, he did, but we talked about angry Jesus earlier.
Yeah. Oh, Christ.
Oh, angry Jesus. Yeah.
I mean, there's just so much. I feel bad for America's Christians.
True, they're so disadvantaged.
I mean, in that law, Obama that new law that Obama passed on his way out of office?
Yeah, the Luciferian law.
Yeah. The one that says all Christians need to give up their eldest son for sodomy.
See, I'm a coastal elite, so I want that. Like, I want all the Christians' children to just be sodomized to death. Yeah. You know, like, that's
because that's in my interest.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what my parents taught me.
Right.
Of course. That's how... Exactly. What else... I live in New York. You know what I mean? And my family's like, those fucking ugly simpletons out there. You know,
my parents
them.
Always said, you know, if only we could be Canadians.
Right.
You know?
No. I like America. Thank you very much.
Well, because Canada's already killed all their Christians.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking
already...
about.
And the way they did it was just so...
Crushing.
So brutal, yeah.
They're crushing.
They resurrected the entire cast from Star Trek.
Yeah.
And they just had Beverly Crusher just be like...
Collectivization has gone so far in Canada, I think they all just kind of like fucking groups. I mean, there's no mothers, no fathers, no nothing. Everything's
just
collectivized.
Just like
no sisters or brothers.
Everybody's like just a bland gel.
Yeah.
You know, they just ejaculate out a bland gel of like people.
Yeah.
And then that's Canadians.
That's Canada, man. That's what my parents said.
It's horrible.
If only we were Canadians.
Can we stop this gunfire? This is going on too long.
Well, okay. Well, we're dispatching from the war on Christmas. All right, well, now we seem to have shifted gears, so...
Christ.
We're going to move now to some more listener mail.
Did we figure out who's winning the war on Christmas?
Santa defected.
Is it anti-Christmas forces?
Yes, definitely. Christmas is fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Hi, hello, good evening, ApocalCast. This is Phyllis from Long Island. I was wondering, you know, you guys, you know all these guys in Brooklyn. Like, I just wanted to know... Guys, like, what do you think about that? Like, what's with all these guys?
Good guys, obviously.
It's a good question.
Can I take this? Oh, is she talking about these fucking guys?
Yeah, these guys.
These fucking guys?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had enough, right? I mean, we've had enough, right?
I've had it up to here.
Yeah.
I mean, I had it up to here.
These guys.
Listeners will know that Johnny Biro, he's holding his hand up super high. That's how high he's had it up to.
To here.
To there. So, Phyllis, I mean, Christ, you know, I've had enough. My question to you is, have you had enough? And what are you going to do about it?
Are you willing to take the next step, Phyllis?
Yeah. That's a question.
Such good responses, guys.
I mean, it's got to be, you know, at some point, Phyllis, you got to put up or shut up.
At some point, you got to take back what's yours.
Yeah. I mean, and we have a lot of choices for you. We have the Myrtle Avenue Martyrs Brigade. We have Al-Qaeda and the Far Rockaways. We have the Bed-Stuy Promise Brigade.
Yeah, but let's, I mean...
We have the Crown Heights
they're
League
like
of the
shameful,
Righteous.
They're like the shameful jihadis, you know? They're like the...
I'm saying, Phyllis, if you've had enough of these fucking guys... I mean, these fucking guys, right?
I've had enough.
These fucking guys.
I've really had enough of these guys.
I think what you're saying really speaks to what a lot of Americans are experiencing.
I mean, what are they... You know these fucking guys, how they are. These motherfuckers.
I know exactly how they are, Jack.
These guys, right?
A lot of guys are saying the same thing.
The last time, you know... Yeah, no, people are scared to say it, right? But, I mean, I'm out with my family that I have. You know, I have one. And then these fucking guys come out. These fucking guys.
Fucking guys.
At Christmas dinner, there was a pause. My dad put down his fork.
Yeah.
And he said, he looked at all of us in the eye, and he said, these guys.
These fucking guys.
And we
guys.
Like, all
these
knew what he was
guys.
Talking about.
Yep.
We all knew. And we ate in silence. All
right, well, we have another, our listener has submitted another.
Phyllis, I'm glad you said something. I'm glad you had the stones.
This is Beth from Brooklyn. I was wondering, can you guys talk a little bit?
Oh, that's not cool.
Hey, this is Beth.
I apologize.
Oh, God.
It's Beth from Brooklyn.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, this is Beth from Brooklyn. I was wondering, can you guys talk a little bit more about the Chitara Act, also known as the Chitara Act? Thanks.
Oh, well, the Chitara
Act. Oh, it's
a
travesty. It's the worst. It's
oh, I completely disagree. I think the Chitara Act is exactly what this country needs.
It's the act
are
that...
You, where are your priorities,
in case
Jed.
You guys are not familiar with the
well,
Chitara
okay,
Act...
Well, okay, maybe I'm thinking of the children.
The Chitara Act is the act that grants, like, full citizenship to people that are, like, part cat.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, but with, like, obvious... Like, I mean, we're all a little part cat, but, like, with the obvious cat... features. Like, I'm talking, like, full-on cat eyes.
I just don't want eyes
that close horizontally, like straight up.
What's wrong with that, Patrick?
I think there's nothing wrong with it. That's why I'm for the Chitara Act.
All right, good.
Well, I'm against it.
Why?
Because I don't think, all right, what? Like, I can't take my family that I have and my kids that I have to Walmart without seeing a goddamn Chitara.
What did a Chitara ever do to you?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the tail? Only broke God's law. The tail, for starters. I mean, I want to raise...
Well, listen, I'm a liberal. I'm a liberal. But yeah. I will admit that when I'm walking down the street and I see...
You cringe, right?
I see just a chick with the tail.
Yeah.
You know, like a sexy chick, just like... Because the thing about the Chitara is I am attracted to them.
Yeah.
And it's because the parts of them that are cat, I'm fine with. Like, I don't mind if a girl's ears are cat.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. You know? But fine, but I wouldn't want, like, her full face to be cat. Like, if her nose was really cat nose, it wouldn't be attractive.
That's what I want to know, Obama. But where, like, do you draw the line?
If she had, like, cat paws and, like, cat eyes.
I mean, hey.
And cat ears, that would be really sexy.
That'd it would be fucking deadly.
And a cat, and a tail. That'd be fantastic.
You know, I've been waiting for this. Okay? Because, you know, my sister, I'll say it. My sister was born Chitara.
Oh, she was born Chitara?
She had her ears cut off at birth.
She was born a Chitara?
Her ears and her tail
cut off
at birth.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, she has lived a lie. She has lived a lie for a very long time.
Let me translate this for real America. Johnny Burrell's sister experimented with Chitara-ness in college and chose to be a fucking Chitara and expects the rest of us to just change our pronouns and call her it instead of she.
You know what? I don't think you understand. I don't think Jad here understands.
We here on the Apocalypse are pro-Chitara. Yeah. That's what I'm coming down.
I'm against it.
I want to see some sexy human-cat hybrids in the near future.
I want to know, where does it stop? Chitaras, right? If we accept Chitaras, what's next? Puerto Ricans? Are we just going to be cool with that?
Just why not marry animals, you know? Why not marry people to animals if we're going to have...
Cats and dogs living together?
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, I'm fine with a Chitara, but I don't know if I'm fine with a marriage between, like, a human being and a cat.
Right. But, I mean, if we let these Chitaras marry one another...
Well, I guess we now know who the real liberals are in this
world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look. My family's Methodist, okay? So, yeah. I think I have a right to be bigoted about this.
Yeah. I mean, I was raised... to look at to call a Chitara a Chitara, right? Like, I don't sugarcoat it.
Okay, well, I think I can see really the distinction at this point, Jad.
I mean, Johnny Burrell, let me ask you this. Would you be comfortable with your child, your grade school child, being taught by a Chitara?
Yes, and yes, I would be okay with that. See, and that is because...
So your kid comes home and she's like, Daddy B-roll, I don't want to shit in the toilet anymore. I want a box filled with sand. I learned that from my Chitara teacher. You'd be fine with that.
You know what?
You'd accept that.
You know what? Let me tell you something about where I grew up. Okay? Let me tell you something about where I grew up. I grew up in a very, very white, very, very liberal, very, very rigid Catholic household. And that means that I have so much guilt in me that I have to accept everyone.
So okay? you're gonna be there with the little scoop. Listen, going through the sand.
I don't ask questions.
I got to interact. I'm so tired of this post-Catholic shit, all right? Just accept it. The Catholic Church is correct about everything. And you're wrong. Like, the Catholic Church is the one that says that people are born good or evil, right?
Mm.
I didn't used to believe that. I used to think that was all bullshit. That. But now in 2016, by the way, this is the Apocalypse New Year special. Merry fucking New Year's, everybody. I believe now that people are born good or evil. I didn't believe it before this year, but now there's absolutely no explanation. Christ is going to come back, and he's going to just fucking punish the shit out of everyone. It's going to be fucking wail crazy. On us. Oh my God. Oh, the punishments. Oh, and they're like going to be Catholic punishments. So you know it's going to be weird sex stuff.
Like a plague of frogs.
Yeah, but just like sex, it's going to be some weird Jesus
from your ass
sex stuff.
Or something, yeah.
And it's coming. Like, if you think it's not coming, you're wrong. Like,
yeah.
Stay woke. Yeah.
Stay woke. It's coming. I've had enough.
Yeah. So anyways.
Chitaras, these fucking guys. When are we going to take a stand in New York
City? Well, we have some more listener mail.
I hope we answered your question, Phyllis.
My name is Sarah. I'm a mom in New Jersey.
Gross.
And I was just wanting your guys' advice. Satan contacted me and told me that I should crucify all five of my children. And I thought you guys could maybe give me some good advice on that. Thanks.
Oh, God.
Well, I think it's very clear that although Satan is the eternal rebel against all oppression, you should not crucify your children. That's my position.
I mean, well, not all of them. You don't want to spoil them, right? You can't have every child, like, thinking they're special. Like, maybe crucify one or two and then give the other three something to work towards.
It's true. I don't know. I'm...
And also, what are you made of, crucifixes? Like, you just have these things lying? Does Satan expect you to just have five? Do crucifixes grow on trees? Sort of. But, you know what I'm saying. Like, already formed crucifixes?
I don't know. But we gotta... Anyways, guys. Dollar store. We gotta tell a tale. A tale about a doppelganger. We had a little doppelganger incident.
Really?
The Apocalypse. Last night, Jad set the scene.
So, Christ. So Pat is in his, you know, he's in the privacy of his own home, and he pulls out the dullest knife he owns. I don't know what tale I'm telling. So Pat's in the privacy of his own home. Pulls out the dullest knife he owns, and he looks left, he looks right, he's like, alright, nobody's home, and he brings out, like, the nice plates, you know, like, for company, and he puts it on the dining room table over a cloth, and then he takes his terrible dick out and puts it on the plate. He takes this, the dullest knife he owns, and he cuts his dick off.
Oh, why do I have to do this? Oh, God.
But then in between his sobs, he remembers, like, oh, there's a method to this madness. And he takes his cut-off dick, and he puts it in a drawer with other cut-off dicks that he's cut off in the past. He closes the drawer, and he pulls out a notebook and writes down the time and date. And then he goes to sleep.
Terrible. Every week it's fucking horrible. Right here on the Apocalypse Cast, on Radio Free Brooklyn.
I have no idea. You're like, okay, doppelgangers, tell the tale. The only tale I know is that you ritually cut off your penis time and time again.
Well, then you're obviously not telling the tale of the doppelgangers correctly.
Johnny Bureau, I feel like it's super interesting that this guy, this human man, is able to cut off his dick week after week and it comes back.
It's almost as if he's not of this world.
Yeah.
True.
It's like, what?
It's almost as if that.
It's kind of, I mean, you gotta start questioning what's the purpose of this dick? Does it only
There's
grow
no
to be cut off?
That's it.
Is that not an analogy for our short, meaningless lives?
Guys, this has been a really bad episode, FYI.
I think I heard this once in a fairy tale about a creature who, every time he fucked, he had to cut his dick off, and then it would grow again.
Yeah.
But I think that's
he didn't
really
just have
what's
to cut
happening.
His dick off. He had to cut his dick off and be like, oh, God, why? Oh, my dick. Oh, I should have listened to the podcast. Oh, why didn't I listen to you, Mom? Oh, God, why?
Every time Pat cuts his dick off, he forgets that he did it for a second. It's confusing and terrifying.
I'm like, oh!
The gods have punished him.
It's true.
Can we talk about the real plot of Star Wars? Can we get serious for a second?
Yeah, we can. You mean about...
Yeah. Turn down the shit. This is my review of Star Wars. Alright, here's what we got. You guys tell me if I'm wrong. Here's the plot of Star Wars. You have this enormous secular empire. That's like weirdly British or German. And they're running the show. They got Death Stars. They got TIE Fighters. They got soldiers and shit. And then you have these upstart motherfuckers, these rebels. What are they? Why are they rebelling, Johnny B-Roll?
Well, I think in episode one it talked about like taxation of trade routes.
Trade routes,
right?
Right.
That's what was in the George Lucas prequels. That's the answer.
I don't think so. I think that's kind of like a superficial. So what do they believe in? Right? They're talking about like the Force. These like who's running this fucking like rebellion? It's Jedis, right?
Or is it something darker?
I think the Jedis are as dark as it gets. I mean, you basically have a religious, fanatical cult. These Jedi who believe in this Force. Which, in my opinion, is just another word for Sharia. And they're so fanatical. They're rebelling against the secular empire. And they're willing to die and kill for it. I mean, I don't know. Would you rather be with the Empire, which is basically the Western world and America, or would you rather be with the rebels, who are basically ISIS?
I don't know. I mean, I think that overall the atrocities committed by the Empire are not very well covered in the actual films. I think in Revenge of the Sith, we get a pretty good taste of it. They did eradicate the Jedi, and the Jedi were the ones fighting for peace. But, you know, because history is written by the victors.
Fighting for peace. Stay woke, New York.
History is written by the victors, I think, and that's why all these atrocities.
It's like after World War II, right?
Yeah.
Like, the species that Admiral Akbar is part of.
The Mon Calamari.
Yeah, they got no recognition whatsoever. Like,
they got eradicated.
After the Yalta Accords and Japan signed a surrender with America, they were like, you know what? Mon Calamari, Admiral Akbar, go fuck yourself. We don't care about how you contributed to the war and like how you were. When Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, there were only so many people that were with America, you know?
Yeah.
And one of those groups of people was the fucking Mon Calamari and Admiral Akbar. And what did we do in the end? We fucking betrayed them. We gave Poland to the Russians, you know?
Yeah. Swine.
What did the Mon Calamari get? Nothing.
And you gotta ask yourself, what was Leia the princess of? Leia was a princess
of Alderaan.
Alderaan, yeah. Definitely.
She was princess of the Caliphate of Alderaan.
Well, it's true. I mean, Star Wars is like Sharia technology 20,000 years
ago. I mean, look, these are. Okay, who uses stores still? It's fucking ISIS and the Jedis,
Wait a second. I have a question. Are there princesses and like royalty in ISIS?
There's emirs.
Don't touch that!
What are you telling me to do?
Do not give me that and don't touch that.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ. What is this, fucking rocket science?
Oh, guys, you just heard real discipline. That was not staged.
No.
That was...
But we're talking about...
He's made me do worse.
We're talking about Princess Leia bringing down the mighty hammer of Sharia.
I mean, check it out. Yeah. You have the Empire, which is basically like a Republican government. And then you have this fucking Caliphia princess, this Emira, you could call her, of the rebellion. Of the Mukawama, the resistance. Talking about, like, check it out. The motherfucking Force. There's an imbalance. You can't see it. You can't feel it. But real talk.
Yep. Your way of looking at the world is wrong.
All I'm saying is, like, if you're not with the fucking Empire, you're anti-American. Am I wrong? I mean...
Well, America I feel like George, is after all the evil empire.
Yeah. I feel like George Lucas was an early Islamist. And he didn't really know how to put it into words. So he made up this story about, like, Luke, you know. And in the original draft true, of yeah, Star yeah. Wars, Luke's name was what?
Abu Bakr.
Abu Bakr.
His name was Starkiller.
Han Solo. It was, Abdullah in the original draft. It had to go through punch-up writer after punch-up writer before they're like...
Yeah, they're like, all this shit about Sharia, like, fucking like, George Lucas.
They're like, George, really, do you think it's a good idea to call Han Solo, like, Abdullah al-Jubayri? Like...
What's that mean?
It's just a name, but... They're like, is it a good idea to give Han Solo this overtly Sunni name and to have him quoting, you know, the Haditha at every turn? They're like, I think this will alienate American audiences.
He was like, how dare you? He's like, Jar Jar Binks stays and the Sharia shit stays.
Yeah.
And then his producers were like, look, you either pick between the Sharia stuff
or Jar Jar Binks.
He's just so demanding. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was like, no, no. He's like, no pork. He's like, just the word of Allah is the law.
So was George Lucas. I mean,
I think
it's
actually sounded a little more like, well, no, the rule of Allah is law. That's how you make a Star Wars film.
Yeah, I mean,
there's so much.
There's so much behind the scenes of Star Wars that gets this. Just, I mean, the lashings, right? The immodesty. He was so cruel, George Lucas. He would dress up poor sweet Carrie Fisher. Real name Fatima, by the way.
Yeah, he'd make her lie prostrate.
Yeah. He'd dress her up in this bikini and then just admonish her after every shoot for her lack of modesty. It was an absolute carnival of a movie shoot.
Yeah, it was terrible. I hope not. I hope that didn't happen, by the way.
This is the real history of Star Wars.
No, I feel like George Lucas is not a rapist. But he is the founder of ISIS.
The original name of Star Wars, the original script was called Clash of Swords.
That's fair.
Can you play the original soundtrack?
Clash of Lightsabers.
Can you play... Pat, play the original soundtrack.
Of what?
Of Star Wars.
Oh, I thought you said of Clash of Swords.
No, that's the original soundtrack of Star Wars. It's Clash of Swords. What if it was, though? That'd be hilarious.
I feel like we can't use copyrighted music.
I don't think Clash of Swords is copyrighted.
So you do want me to play Clash of Swords?
Yeah. The original...
No, I don't know about that. I generally edit out the pro-ISIS propaganda on the Apocalypse, you know?
Like, you, I know you, just, you can't, like, ignore the signs. They're rebelling against a secular, imperialistic government. Like, you can't have an empire without it being secular. Because you're ruling over many
cities,
periods.
It's kind of like, it's the equivalent of planets in the Star Wars universe that they destroy.
And, like, what? Okay, dude, like, America, Britain, like, we destroy entire cities. Who else but America has destroyed entire cities? The Death Star is basically the atomic bomb.
Simple answer. Saudi Arabia and Russia and Israel.
Who?
That have destroyed entire cities.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I can't be the only one that sees it.
Syria has destroyed.
Star Wars is basically an ISIS recruiting video made over the course of like 40 years and like 6 movies.
They just didn't know.
So if you like Star Wars, congratulations. You're halfway into being into ISIS.
Yeah, so whatever you do, listen to the alt-right and don't go see Star Wars because they're trying to fucking indoctrinate you with, like, you know, all this multicultural, like, let's learn stuff about shit propaganda. Like, it's terrible. It's absolutely fucking horrible.
Learning history.
It sucks. Like, Battlefield 1, you know?
Yeah.
The alt-right is so angry that there's black people in Battlefield 1. And there's, like, colonial soldiers. They're like, God, they're like, the horror. They're like, oh, God, why?
I feel like the alt-right is upset that there are black people, period.
Well, I think it depends.
No, man, they're upset that there are black people in America. They say black people, you know, belong in Africa. It's the same way that, you know, what neo-Nazis in Germany and Austria, they say Jews should be in Israel and not Germany. And that's how that works.
Oh, is that how that works?
And they're like, fuck me, I was gonna start playing Battlefield 1. It's so amazing. It's so, like, interesting. And they got the uniforms so correct. And they even got the helmets right.
Cause, you know, I bet the alt-right always plays as Germany.
Yeah.
like, why are all the campaigns of the Allied soldiers? No!
No.
I don't wanna play as some Arab woman. Oh, isn't that, like, terrible. Half the game?
Yeah, it's the best part. It's
some charmuta?
Yeah, you fucking kicking the Ottomans out.
Is it? I don't know. I feel like the alt-right would be okay with kicking the Ottomans out. That is kind of part of their agenda.
It depends of where.
Maybe they think the Ottomans would be comfortable in Ottomania.
They wouldn't like Lawrence. Like, personally, they wouldn't like him.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be a target of their trolls.
He'd be a race mixer.
Yeah, definitely.
There's definitely a bunch of half-white babies running around. Thanks to young Lawrence. Did Lawrence ever take a bride?
Well, that's an interesting story behind that.
Yeah. Tell me this tale.
Well, they were on the Death Star. And it was about to be blown up, you know?
Yeah.
And they don't know this, but every time the Death Star is fired, they have to sacrifice a virgin to do it, you know? So it's like, in the scene when you see, they show you the part when, like, all the, like, lasers go in and it forms, like, the big laser, the mighty laser, and then it goes. But right in the bottom of the dish, like, right parallel to where the laser forms, they just lay out a virgin. And they just fucking, one of the guys with the big helmets, like, dome, like, beetle-looking helmets, he just fucking stabs a virgin, like, to death up in there. And that's how they do it. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And so, yeah, so remember, Star Wars is an extension of ISIS. If you don't defeat ISIS, it's gonna be like the Emperor times a billion.
And rebellion is always bad.
We're gonna be crushed. We're gonna be crushed under the mighty boot of the dark side in Sharia. And they're just gonna fucking rub it in our face and crucify every last one of us.
In space, even. In space, no less.
Yeah, space crucifixion, no less.
I've had enough. When are we gonna wake up, man? Corporate media, the alt-right,
RT.
Oh God,
Russia Today. It all goes back to like trying to make us buy this lie that the Death Star was somehow this abomination. The Death Star brought order to the universe.
Right. We needed it because otherwise we'd be thinking for ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, the Death Star was like, look, there is a God, and man controls him, and he's powered by virgin blood. Before that, the universe was just
dark.
Dogs living with cats. Just
happy holidays. Constant, yeah. Just a constant stream of happy holidays. They'd come up with a fucking smoking brand. Like, you know what I'm talking about? A brand like cattle. Just glowing metals. Just so hot. And they'd fucking grab you by the hair and they would just burn. Burn scald happy holidays into your fucking neck and it would pustulate and it would just crack and get infected. It was horrible.
Those
it was
were
absolutely
the,
horrible. The those, war on Christmas.
Those were the worst of the Obama years.
Yeah. Oh, it was terrible.
I feel so bad for these kids.
And how he finally, it's crazy, like, the reason that Obama never implemented his plan to force this all under Sharia is that he was like, every day, obviously, he was like, I've got to implement Sharia and I've got to, like, you know, I got to punish all these fucking infidel bastards because that's why I ran for president, you know? And he was, every day, he just woke up with a thick heart on it. He's like, I just really want to punish the kafir. You know, like, just, I hate these infidel scum. Islam is the answer.
Yeah.
I'm President Barack Hussein Obama. Every morning he woke up, but then just forgot. Like, it was number one. It was so important to him. It was so crucial to his agenda.
Yes.
Just Sharia. Just, like, and just all that comes with Sharia.
And Michelle would remind him. She'd be like, Barack,
what about Sharia?
What about the word of God?
He was like, fuck!
Meanwhile, in Mitch McConnell's office.
Yeah, thank God, though, because he was gonna...
Oh, God.
It was the plan all along was to make us all live under the mighty yoke of Sharia.
Like, you know...
It just never happened.
Jenny Burrell's brought up a good point. Mitch McConnell's office...
We have 30 seconds, by the way.
There were some who resisted.
Burning Bridges with Margot is on next. Guys, do you have anything to add?
The Rat King is real. Stay woke. Mitch McConnell's office is a den of sexual violence.
Anything else?
Is that it?
We have 10 seconds left.
When I picture Mitch McConnell's office...
We have 10 awkward seconds left.
The Death Star is the way it is.
There is...